Now for a story you might have missed this year. An argument over who got to play on a soccer field in San Francisco went viral, sparked a community protest, and highlighted tensions about gentrification in a changing neighborhood. From NPR's Code Switch team, Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
In mid-August, a pickup soccer game between mostly Latino teens in San Francisco's Mission District came to a premature end because the field had been rented out by adult tech workers. An argument took place and it was filmed.
This field has never been booked.
Well,
okay, you don't understand.
So,
this field has never been booked. How long have you been in the neighborhood, bro?
In the video, a pickup player asked the guys with the permit how long they've been in the neighborhood. One says, "Who gives a shit?" Another says over a year. One of the teens in the background says he's lived here all his life. Later, a kid suggests they play together. A tech worker says he'd love to but can't. Turns out the field was reserved for a game between Airbnb and Dropbox employees and rented for $27 from the Parks and Rec Department, a policy created after the field's renovation a couple of years ago. At the end of the video, you're left wondering how things got resolved.
Well, we just split the field in half, and we played in one half and they played in the other.
16-year-old Hector Gomez was there that day. I met him and some of the other kids in the video at the Mission Playground soccer field to talk about what happened. Gomez used to live with his grandparents in the neighborhood.
I mean, I remember coming here to this park with my grandpa when it was cement.
He says back then, it was mostly Latinos who played pickup soccer here. But Gomez says he's noticed more adults reserving the field for organized games after the park was redone and the field upgraded to turf. He worries parks will become like the new restaurants in the neighborhood or stores or apartments for people with money.
There's some new apartments, and my mom told me the price of them. I'm like, nobody in the Mission could afford those. So I'm like, that's something special for them and not for us.
The median price for a one-bedroom is $3,200 a month in this historically working-class Latino neighborhood. Compare that to $1,900 just 3 years ago. Prices keep rising as more workers involved in the booming tech sector move in. 15-year-old Hugo Vargas lives here with his two sisters and his parents, who work in food service.
Right now we're living in a studio. I mean, it's small. We're a family of five, and it's kind of hard for us to live, you know, and have our privacy, you know, whatnot.
Vargas was escaping that cramped studio and out playing soccer when the argument took place this past August. The video was posted to YouTube weeks later, but didn't get much attention until this guy linked to it in October.
All right. Hello. My name is Jack Morse, and I am a writer and co-editor of Uptown Almanac, which is a San Francisco culture blog.
Morse says someone sent the video anonymously, and he thought it was powerful enough to post without much commentary.
The video in many ways is a perfect analogy for a lot of the gentrification and displacement that's currently happening in San Francisco, or could be viewed as such.
Views ticked up. It was shared on Facebook and Twitter. Dropbox issued a formal apology saying they loved San Francisco, were grateful to call it home, and that the employees involved were embarrassed and sorry. Both Dropbox and Airbnb didn't make anyone available for comment on this story, but Dropbox is involved in a tutoring program for local teens, and it pledged $500,000 to an area nonprofit that fights poverty.
Mission Playground! Mission Playground!
A week after the video went viral, the San Francisco Latino Democratic Club organized a rally on the steps of the Civic Center. Hundreds came out in support. Four of the teens also spoke with Phil Ginsberg. He's the general manager of San Francisco's Recreation and Parks Department.
They were like, this is, you know, where we socialize. This is where we exercise. This is how we make positive choices with our lives. We love the game and we love to play.
After listening to the youth, Ginsberg eliminated the rental permit process for adults and agreed to turn on the lights on Sunday evenings so the kids could keep playing.
Look, this was a symbol of larger issues that simply played out in a park. We have to figure out a way where we can still be welcoming to people while making sure that the quality of life of people who have raised their families here for generations doesn't diminish.
Back at Mission Playground, 16-year-old Hector Gomez says he's seen a couple of the tech guys come and play pickup recently, and there hasn't been a problem.
I mean, that's what I love, diversity in our community, but when they give favor to one specific type of person, that's where it has to stop.
Gomez says he's happy to share the field as long as everyone can agree on the rules. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.